Post-game comments from head coach Mike White, brought to you by First Choice Personnel. And Mike, well, they just don't get easy, do you? Had them all the way, though, wasn't it?
Huh?
Had them all the way, huh?
Have we won an easy one all year, Dave?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's who we are, I guess. You know, it's this team. I can't be more thrilled to get a W. There are a lot of things we didn't do very well, but there's a lot of things Fresno did very well. Ultimately, though, we dug deep. We continued to battle as we always do. We let up offensively, trying to play not to lose those last 10 minutes. I could see it in our guys' eyes. We were urging them, continue to attack, be aggressive, and we made some bad mental mistakes offensively late, but made one huge one late, a huge positive play by Brandon Gibson to win us the game.
You know, I thought your defensive effort was good. I thought on Lake Bay, he ended up with 20, but you did a good job on him, I thought. Overall defense was good.
Yeah. He gets 20. He's a good scorer. For as much as we keyed in on him, we changed defenses a bunch, as much as we have all year. It's the most we've played matchup zone, and we were going from man to zone to matchup zone. You know, almost every other time we were switching defenses. And overall, I think it had an effect on them. They couldn't really get into a good rhythm. Our matchup zone was very good for the most part, but late in the game, it bit us on the butt with a couple of their drives. They were in fake handoffs for the big dunk late and one. You know, once you stay in something too long, especially, you know, a matchup or a gimmick type zone, a team gets comfortable, and they did. They made plays late.
The last play where Brandon Gibson was able to go to the bucket and put it in, was that the design play or was that a secondary?
The design play, to be honest, was a similar play that we ran earlier in the game to get Romario a layup. We wanted to take advantage of their size. It's a counter to an isolation play that we run for Brandon. We run it for CJ sometimes. We run it for Trevor at times. We tried it the first time. We underthrew the pass. And I told our guys, the biggest play of the game wasn't the bucket by Brandon. It was the fact that Brandon didn't just whack the guy and say, oh, crap, we've lost. Let me go foul out of frustration. It's something that we've talked about through video and in practice. Let's see if we can get a trap. Let's see if we can get a jump ball before we foul. He went and tied the guy up who didn't do a very good job of chinning the basketball. He exposed it. Brandon tied him up. It's our ball. We ran the same play because we didn't have a timeout. And we tried to duck in row. Now the pass was overthrown, and Brandon didn't have another option other than to drive it. But we did have it in our perhaps our best offensive player's hands late, and he made a play.
Yeah, it looked like when he got the ball out past the top of the circle, he really didn't have really good control of it. I thought, oh boy, Jack was saying the same thing. And it looked like he was just going to fumble. We weren't even going to get a shot off.
He had Romario ducking in, but again, the pass was a little bit long. I think he pressed a little bit and put his head down, and I'm glad he did. He made a big play, used his body, kind of bumped off his defender and finished strong, and he did it a couple times tonight.
Yeah, it took a lot. It was determination on his part. He was going to take the ball in there and put it in the basket if he could. You know, he could have just grabbed it and thrown it up there or
yes.
When he was fumbling around with it.
He did a really good job. We talk about you have as many dribbles as there are seconds on the clock. So when he caught it with 5 or 6 seconds, realistically, in the full court, you have 5 or 6 bounces, you know. Have some poise, some composure, and he did. I want to say he took probably 3 bounces left, gathered, and took his time, and boy, he finished strong. Like a man, he put us on his back, and it's a huge play by Brandon.
You know, you were talking about the offense, and it looked like the last 3 or 4 minutes, as you said, we were almost playing not to lose the game. I didn't see any really a good offense. We're just dribbling the ball and almost dribbling the shot clock out.
Yeah, we wanted to run clock, and we've been emphasizing that a lot, you know, especially with a lead. Let's not continue to take quick shots like we have all year. Let's take great shots. And our shot selection in the last 2 games on our West Coast trip was by far the best it's been all year. Now tonight, in the first 10 minutes of the game, it was great, but we start 0-for-8, taking great shots. So now all of a sudden we're back to the early Bulldogs, you know, a couple months ago where we're pressing, making some immature decisions and what have you. But to get back, I know I'm rambling, late in the game, I think a lot of it had to do with the guy that we've really looked to in situations like that, 10 seconds on the clock. Who goes and makes a play? It's Raheem Appleby, and he's sitting over there on the sideline. And no one until Ja'Brandon made really really stepped up for us. We're not a huge execution team. We got it to roll late with a little on big screen in the post where he got fouled and got himself to the foul line. But we rely on guys making plays off ball screens. That's what we do with Raheem, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that with anyone else.
What about Raheem? What any early word on him?
Nothing. I tried to get something out of Brad before I came up, and he was continuing to evaluate. He didn't want to say anything prematurely.
At least he got up and walked to the huddle when you had a timeout. That was good news to see him just walk.
It was, and then he got on the bike. So I'm hoping for the best. Obviously, he's a great kid. He doesn't deserve to be hurt. Just keep our fingers crossed. Everyone out there, say a prayer, please.
Well, Kadarius Johnson had a good ball game.
He really did. If anyone stepped up in Raheem's absence, anyone to name other than Brandon would be Cordarius. He's a really talented kid. You know, when his juices are flowing and you give him extended minutes, for the most part, most of the time, he does produce.
One thing about it, we find out on the last road trip, you know, you can hang on and win at the last moment. And I think what we did, winning at Hawaii, winning at San Jose, showed up here tonight to win late. I know you hate those kind of games when you have to finish and they're nail biters, but hey, a win is a win, right?
Taking years off our life, isn't it? What are we now? And you said it last game, in games decided by four or less, we're 8-3 now.
Right.
Which is a testament, as I told these guys in the locker room a minute ago, to their resolve and character and physical toughness. I wish we'd get a little more mentally tough where we could grow up and take a huge step, make some of these freshmen juniors here in the next week. But they're working, and we'll go back to work tomorrow.
Congratulations. We'll get Nevada, the top team in the league, on Saturday, don't we?
We will. We'll see what we're made of. And you know, ultimately, I want to be a lot better than we are. But we just beat a pretty good team. I mean, this team went to Oregon and almost won. They won at Arizona State. They're well coached. They have veteran guards. They really execute well. They make you play a certain way. And they defended us really well. They really did. And I'll take the W.
All right. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.